This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Again, I really do appreciate your time with me. All right, listen to me. You know, Dr. B is going to join me, Dr. Bridget Melson, after the break. And again, every week we try to help you kick the week off with, maybe just come out of a great weekend or a horrendous weekend, depending on what, but trying to help you kick the weekend, the week off, or get ready for the week and understanding what you're going to be up against and what you're dealing with. And, you know, whether it's depressive thoughts or, you know, you're looking around at your family, you're looking around at your life, and looking around at the world right now going, what am I doing? What am I doing here? She always has some great advice for us, and I do appreciate her time with us every week, and I know you guys do too. So, speaking of some craziness, I love this. This to prove to you, and you know, I got to say something, with all due respect. Any police officer that voted for Joe Biden and that crew, I would love for you to call the show and tell me how. They don't care about you. They're pushing to pass laws that won't cover you even when you do everything the right way. None of these wonderful legislators have ever spent, well, oh, excuse me, few of them have spent time in the street. Few of them are retired police officers or what have you. So they don't know what it's like to have to make a split-second life-altering decision. They don't have a clue. 99.5% of the time you guys make the right decision, and we're gonna massacre, we're going to punish the rest of the group for that half a percent. It doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make the streets any safer. Look at murders are up, crimes are up, crime is up as a whole across the country in these areas. Why? Because they know they can get away with it. Now, a mob was throwing rocks and bottles at the cops, and city leaders told the cops, you cannot use police riot tactics. So they couldn't protect themselves. Why stay there? They're not there to be punished and beat for protecting us. You know, I mean, it gets to that point, my house, you break into my house when my kids are here, my grandchildren are here, I don't care if I go to jail. We'll put it that way. How's that? But if I got to go to jail, I'm going to go to jail for the right thing. I'm not going to go to jail for brandishing a weapon. I'll put it that way. The only way to describe what's happening in Brooklyn Center, said, well, according to some of the reports coming in there, violent mobs are clashing with the police. They're throwing bricks, frozen bottles of ice, and so forth at the cops. They're lighting off fireworks and throwing them in the crowds. Now, this is not a grassroots, all of a sudden somebody got teed off and went down there and started causing troubles. No way. They're all dressed the same. They're all big groups of being dressed the same. All these frozen, what, is somebody sitting around with, you know, 200 frozen water bottles in the backyard that they don't know what to do with, and all of a sudden they brought them down there? No. So the officers can't use rubber bullets, tear gas, or chokeholds because it might cause too much damage. I love this. But the throwing of the bricks and the rocks and the frozen water bottles, that won't hurt the cops at all, right? That won't cause any problems in the least. Again, they don't care about you. Why do you keep voting for them? Why do your unions keep voting for them and supporting them? I don't get it. There are emails now being released to show that they're being told they can't use anything. Right? No matter what the crowd does to them. The cops, they're not even in their riot gear. Who gave that stupid order? You know, again, I say the thing that always amazes me, right, is the fact that these guys are out there. The majority of them. All you ever hear is about these onesie-twosies. But they're out there protecting your butt, my butt. They don't even know who we are. They have no clues of who we are. But yet, for some reason, they decide to protect us. I think because they love freedom. They love liberty. They love what they're doing. And we take it out on them for the few bad eggs. And yet, we go through industry after industry. Let's talk about teaching for a minute. Why don't we take those few teachers that other teachers cover for that are mentally abusing some of these children? Some of them are physically abusing them. You see the stories. I've done the stories. Where's the outrage there? Is there any? Probably not. It's just nuts. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Dr. B could help us work through all this because he's a heck of a lot smarter than I am with this stuff. But this is mentally, you know, this is playing with our psyche all around the place. There's no way in God's creation you could be sitting at home reading this stuff or looking at this stuff. And it's finally starting to sink in now. And now you're thinking to yourself, wow, when does this get to my neighborhood, my house? When does this start affecting my kids? Right? It's just amazing. By the way, I just saw this headline. I don't know how true it is, but I'm going to check it out. Biden tells the, the White House as a whole is pushing the narrative that this is just a seasonal influx over the border. Right. God, these guys are amazing. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Dr. B joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Real Side with Joe Mazzini here on GCN Live.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies. but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
You know, that line reminds me of talking to my 17-year-old going, okay, when the car left last night, there was not a scrape on the right front side. Okay? I know there wasn't a scrape on it. Now it came back, and it's got to tell me, did you do that? Or was it done when you left in the parking lot? And he looks at you like he has no idea of any word that just rolled off your tongue. And I won't say what I wanted to do, but anyhow. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And the one you've been waiting for, because I know I can't help you with this stuff. I'm pretty useless in this area. Dr. B joins us, Dr. Bridget Milson, as she does every week to try to help you cope with the upcoming week and give you some ideas on how to deal with some of the issues, frankly, today that are coming at you at a million miles an hour. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Yes, I'm so glad that
I'm here to help you cope with the week.
Well, someone's going to help me. Everybody keeps saying you're beyond help, Messina. I don't know if we can do anything for you. But
well, they say that about me, too, so I don't know if we're a good duo here or not. But we're going to give it a shot like we do every Monday night. Hello, everybody.
So, you know, I was talking to you during the break, and I said, I shouldn't say I'm amazed. You know, I'm not good with the English language. My thesaurus is about 7 words wide, you know, but people keep sending me emails because I encourage them to keep fighting. Stand up for what they believe is right. Don't give up. And, you know, one of my favorite pictures, I don't have it in this studio, but I got to bring it in here, is some of you remember there's a seagull, and it's got a frog halfway down its throat, and the frog has got the seagull by the throat.
Yes.
And it says at the bottom, never give up. It's one of my favorite pictures. Okay.
Yes.
And it's kind of the same thing here. We have been through worse. For my non-God-believing friends, you know, go back and think about what this country has been through and what they've come through. Now, some of us who believe in God, and God is at the center of our world, we believe because it's divine providence, because God was involved with what we did. But they never gave up. And it's the same thing here. We shouldn't be giving up. I know it's tough, and I know it's hard, and mentally, I don't know. You know, Dr. B, you and I both kind of came from the same backgrounds, you know, didn't have much to play with. I mean, I used to cut little those little pink balls in half to play ball with them, so if I lost one, I'd have another one, you know. But, I mean, think about it. Seriously, you just feel it like, doesn't matter what I do. How do you overcome that?
You know, it's so legit, you know, when you talk about how we were raised, right, you know, with hardly anything. And my great-grandparents helped raise me, and they were, you know, from the Depression era. So she saved everything, you know, paper clips and rubber bands and glue and bobby pins and, I mean, everything, baggies, foil, right? And she would have it all in this drawer, and if I ever got bored, she'd just point to the drawer, right, because we didn't have electronic devices. She had one huge, you know, TV that played, like, you know, the Flintstones and the Brady Bunch. I think that's about it in the afternoon. But, and I would just, it was just such a blast, you know, doing that. And it's interesting you even brought that up because, you know, with everything going on still, we are still such a pampered people. We have so much. Still, we've got grocery stores that are full. We've got neighbors that we can talk to. We've got family members that we can call. We can Zoom. We can Duo. You know, we can FaceTime. And I just, you know, that's one thing. I was up since about 4 this morning, just up praying for America and for people. And it was really on my mind and my heart to pray for the young men of today.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I, you know, the boys growing on up, because we're going to need them. We're not at battle like World War One or Two, where it's physical, but it is a spiritual battle. It is an emotional battle, and it's a legal battle. There's so many things that we're fighting. We're fighting the government to keep our rights, our constitution, and our men, you know, God bless them, are going to have to be raised well and raised right. And I've been dialoguing with a lot of parents that have sons from ages 2 on up to 15, 16, you know, 19, 25. And I'm like, keep in there, because the boys are feeling it, especially my Christian friends with Christian boys are trying to raise them to be Christians. They're feeling the battle. And I'm like, that's good.
Oh,
God is raising them.
Yep.
Let them have it. You and I talk about coping a lot. I'm like, let them cope. Don't come to the rescue. Don't be there for sure. And tell them that you're there. But pray for them. Stand back. Let them battle the teachers. Let them battle the school. Let them battle their friends.
Amen.
Because they're going to need to. It's a different battle. It's not like we can put them in boot camp physically, right, and do a bunch of sit-ups and push-ups and pull-ups. This is a spiritual battle, and we've got to arm them. And
Did you a couple of weeks ago, that young man that challenged the teacher who was showing a picture of a black girl and a white girl in the picture?
Almost
trying to poke and prod the rest of the class to come back around, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He finally said to her, "You're trying to get me to say that one is black and one is white, and that's not what I see." And she went off on him.
Right.
But at least he called her out on it. That's not disrespectful. That builds character, doesn't it?
At this point, it is not disrespectful, and I'll tell you, Joe, that's one of the number one questions I get from parents these days, these past weeks. It's just like it comes in droves, or it comes in I don't know, in little patterns. But the pattern of these last 2 weeks are that is, when does it cross over to disrespect? Because I have boys, all kids, but mostly boys that are really trying to lead that don't want to wear their masks, or they're over it, or they can't, or they're, you know, they know it's not right. You know, they know their lungs aren't right, or they're dizzy, or they want to express themselves. Things like that, you know, we're totally poked and prodded and provoked by that teacher, you know, with that picture and asking questions, political questions, and who voted for Biden, who voted. There's no reason for those.
That was terrible.
It's everywhere. Yes, but it's everywhere. And parents are like, what do they do? Keep their hand down? Do they speak it? And I'm like, speak your truth. Absolutely speak your truth. This is America. Yep. And we cannot parent out of fear. We cannot act out of fear. You and I can't live out of fear and just never talk about anything, all of these hard things, because there are so many people listening to us, whether we're on the school board or city council or, you know, state senate or just among our friends. There are more people than you know that need to hear truth, that are with you, that need to be encouraged. And so keep speaking. And to all those parents that keep asking me about what their kids should do, especially our boys and girls, you're good. I just want to speak to the parents of boys, because they need to be our warriors right now. God has called them differently than women, and not unequally, but differently. And I say stand up, and not disrespectfully at all. When you can, follow the rules. But when it goes against what your heart feels and your morals are, and it's not just a feeling, it's that conviction. I don't want to go on feelings because, well, I feel like a, you know, this, and I feel it's like, it's not that. But I'll explain after the break.
Yes, more about the boys, because I think you and I have talked about this before. The boys are being left way behind. Joe Massey, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a record over the weekend, administering 4.6 million COVID vaccinations on Saturday. But even with increased vaccination efforts, new cases are still rising, up to around 70,000 a day for the last 7 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that now is not the time to let up on public health measures. The White House chief medical advisor tells CNN that a little more time is needed before the virus can be brought under control.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You know, I'd like to say, we're going to talk about boyfriends and stuff. The women in my life growing up were very strong women. I mean, I always love when people say, you have no respect for women. I always go, yeah, you haven't met my aunts, and you obviously don't know my wife. Very strong people, very smart people, and, you know, you were taught to have respect for these people at an early age. When I say these people, I mean everybody. So there was never, we weren't allowed to use that, well, they're just a girl, or you're just a this, or you're just a that, you know. In the same side of that same coin, though, which people get very confused with for some godforsaken reason, is opening a door for a woman is not demeaning. Did you guys, you know, the story I did a couple of weeks ago where there was a bunch of those social justice idiots, not warriors, but idiots, who said that by opening the door for a woman, by holding a door for a woman, what you're saying is, one woman was hilarious. She said, you're showing them that you're superior than they are. That without them, you know, without you, they would have to open the door themselves. No. I'm showing them that I care enough about them, that I'm willing to open the door for them. You know, let me bring her on, because she'll have fun with this, too. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week. You know, Dr. Bridget, years ago, it was customary, if you were walking on the street with a woman, the man would walk on the outside, right, to the curb side.
Yeah.
And the reason for that was many. Whether it was water being spewed up, or a car coming, whatever. It was almost a protective state. And because you're so fragile and we have to protect you, and, you know, I mean, we're so much more superior than you are. It's just a nice thing to do, right?
That's what I think every time my husband, you know, walks along the curb and you know, is willing to take a car hit for me. I always think, you think I'm really, you know, just a little gnat on society's, you know, butt, right? And, he, you know, I wouldn't know. It's so dumb. I mean, you know, they used to put their coats down on, you know, for puddles, and then they would freeze the rest of the night. You know, in elevators, they go on first to make sure it's safe, you know, and then invite you on. There's so many things. Opening door. I love it. My husband teaches my sons to do that. Everywhere we go, car door, they open Allie's door, they open mine, they close it, they get in.
That's
and
great.
If they don't, my husband's like, and then they know exactly. They pop out and mom, dad, and it's like, don't, mom, whatever, man, you know, but it's, I love it. And I say, thank you. And they will do it with their girlfriends. So,
look at dad great. And mom are the first example that both sides, right, have of how to treat a woman.
My daughter, you know, she only knows how she should be treated based on how I treated her and how she saw me treating Tammy, right?
Yes. Yes, and you need to do it, parents. If you're not exhausted by the end of the day from raising children, you're not doing it right. If your children always like you, you're not doing it right. If you're your child's best friend, whether it's a girl or a boy with a father or a daughter, you're not doing it right. If you don't have, like, crying fits as a mom where you have to go into your closet and pray to Jesus that you don't want to, you know, maim or hurt your children, you're not doing it right. So and of course you don't do that. I'm not saying do that.
Yes.
Just need to get away.
We get your meaning, I hope.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, and we're best friends. And I'm like, your kid is vaping and smoking weed because you bought it, and then they're dressing like skanks. And that's another thing. Sorry, I can go on about parenting all day long. Is these parents, I don't
that's
know why she
for.
Dresses like that. And I'm like, well, who bought it? Well, I didn't know she'd wear it out.
Oh, no. What do you think? He was going to wear it in the living room?
I get this all the time. I didn't know he was going to wear the gang sweatshirt. Well, who bought it for them? Well, you know, and it's like, what? Well, I know what. So, yeah. I'm afraid
to tell you what I did to my kids, because Child Protective Services would show up and take away the 30-year-old.
Could
know?
You just imagine? Seriously. If we raised our kids the way we were raised, oh my goodness, the bruises.
Yeah, you know, I always joke that it is so funny that we didn't have the mass shootings that they have today. We didn't have, I grew up with pretty big cousins, and none of us went to jail. None of us beat on our girlfriends or moms. None of us thought about going to shoot up a school whenever we were mad about something.
No, when you all have the little, you know, they're the rifles and darts. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
we
you
did.
Have one kid, you know, we all know one kid that has one less toe, but whatever, we had fun. It's a blast. Whatever. Nobody sued anybody.
And today the boys, I don't know if it was, there were two masculines, so they had to feminize them. I remember in the 70s. We were told to get in touch with our feminine side. I couldn't find mine, so I just abandoned that thought. But we were told to get in touch with our feminine sides. And I don't know, has that spilled over to today? I mean, look at what we have running around today, what they can deal with or not deal with. Is that a group of parents that want people to be, wanted their boys to be more feeling or something? I'm thoroughly confused here.
You're really normal in that. There's an entire movement, you know, there are books about the feminist guide to raising boys. And I'm just like, oh, good grief, like they haven't done enough already. And, you know, it's things like teaching them about misogyny, you know, and which is, you know, not bad, as you can go look it up. And it's this feminist that started this movement, and she has three boys. God help them, and I mean that. I'm not swearing. Talking about, talk to them, have them express their feelings, really tell them that it's important. Teach them how to argue. Play the Brett Kavanaugh. This is one of her things. The Brett Kavanaugh. Play that whole thing and explain that even though we have a male dominant government, that things like this will happen. I mean, this is what she preaches, and this is the message getting out to these kids. Teach them about your own unconscious bias, you know, in society against men, and that, you know, you just need to learn to love yourself. It's just, I just can't. And then,
I don't even know where you go with that.
I mean, I don't even know what it all means. You know, I read through her stuff once in a while, and it's catching on. Because
really?
Oh, yeah. Role model equality. It's the new thing.
Role model equality. Oh,
yes.
Okay. So I got to learn something else now.
Yes. So it's whether it's cooking or childcare or working or, you know, mothering, that there needs to be equality, and that you need to raise your kids knowing, you know, teaching them that they, mom and dad, need to show and experience a full range of emotions. Introduce boy and girl toys, you know, to your boys, so they can pick, let them dress like female characters, and even encourage them to do it. Encourage play dates with girls. It's like, how about just let them go play? You know, my mom and grandma and grandpa were like, go play. And we played with boys, we played with girls. We didn't have to teach them. Nobody had to teach me. You know, if you want to skateboard, I just knew. I skateboarded, I played soccer, I had ballet lessons. So, the other thing with this whole, you know, what feministic way to raise boys. Yes, teach them about pornography. At 13 years old, you need to teach them about pornography. Watch it with them. Teach them about informed consent. And when they don't get it, to go to, you know, watch pornography. This is what the new feminist agenda is on how to raise boys.
I'm always amazed at how these women from Hollywood and other liberal women talk about women's empowerment, and it all seems to be around sexual innuendo, right? I mean, pelvic thrusts and
yes.
You know, how tight your shirt is or how open it is or whatever. I don't get it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And once you're caught looking at it, you know, they put it right out there. It's like, oh, that's rapey of you. And I'm like, what? You know, Pepe Le Pew, really? That you want, you have... What's Cardi B?
I'm sorry. I can't.
But
that one, I can't
skunk?
Stop it. Yeah.
It's just dumb. It is. God has got to be up there sometimes, and I'm not meaning to be sacrilege, but he's just got to be like, you know, hands in his face or face in his hands. Like, what the? Romans 1, everybody. It's true.
I had a friend of mine on last Thursday, and that's what I was saying. I said, Jesus is like walking around there looking at God, looking at the Father going, I died for this? This is the stuff I died for?
That would be us. That's really good. We're not God.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, yeah.
You got to look around and say, oh, my God, what's wrong with you people? You know?
I do it every day. I do it every day. And so with all of this, it's like, what do? Do you give into it? Do you teach the kids? Because if my boys don't know how to it's go with your instincts, parents. If you don't have a father in the house, mothers, moms, and you're raising boys, find a coach, find a neighbor, someone, a grandfather, to have that influence. There's a reason why God had men and women, a father and a mother. They need the influence. So, yeah. And it doesn't always have to be the mom or the dad if that's not a healthy role model for their lives. But gotta raise these men to be men.
All right, we're going to go to a commercial, and then when we come back, you're going to explain how to do that. How do we raise boys? How do we raise boys to be men in today's environment? Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're going to miss it.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Mambo Irish. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. Head up to my website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. There's so much you can do up there, so much you can get informed with. But let me bring her on, because I always have so much fun when she's on. And she's really, really helps us kind of lay things out. From you. It's not just Joe ranting. You actually have a professional point of view. Dr. B joins us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. She does every week. They help us kind of cope with the upcoming week. Dr. B, how you doing this week?
How you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
Exhausted. It's only Monday. That's a really bad sign. You know, it was prom over the weekend for my son, so, you know, a lot of effort.
Oh, he's getting so big.
He is. He's graduating, going to A&M. He's great. It's, you know, and one thing we're talking about sons, and I'm going to actually mention this to kind of let them be who they're going to be. You know, you think you want to, you know, they're going to be a doctor, and I'm going to raise them, and blah, good luck. But when he was like 2, 3, 4 years old, we had things missing, like the ice cream scoop and like tools and like my tweezers, and then it became like the heater, the plug-in heater, and our phones, you know, all like the dial, everything just started, I'm like, where is everything? And I'd go in to make his bed, it's in there, everything's in his bed, and it's all torn apart. Like, he's taken everything apart. And I'm like, Lucas, what are you doing? And he's like, yes, you know, just fun. And he goes, give me a week. And a week later, he put it all back together. And now he's going to A&M to get a degree in mechanical engineering.
See?
Let them explore. It was the funniest thing. And
wow.
He still takes stuff apart. Like, he'll have the entire, like, stereo or our fan, my fan. I'm like, what are you doing? I just bought that. He's like, I just wanted to see how it worked. And he puts it back together, and gosh darn, if that thing isn't going faster. He just loves to do it.
Yeah, just don't let him watch Tim the Tool Man. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no, that's what comes to mind, right? The super 1600, 2000.
Four horsepower motor on your garbage disposal. That would be great.
He tries to do this. This is what's going to happen. I can just see senior projects. You know, Mom, I got a couple. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Now, when I was in shop, I made toothpicks. I figured it was safe. It was easy. I didn't have to worry about it. It didn't cost a lot. So,
I don't even know where you start with that. So,
speaking of
these
boys.
Speaking. What do we do?
Yeah, it's really, you know. And the term boys will be boys, boy, all of a sudden that's not PC anymore, but I don't really care. So, you know, we keep talking about it, and you and I have talked about this in the past, about how boys have been passed over. And
yeah.
Now we've got the soy boy generation. We've got these kids that really can't deal with much of anything. They're not leaders anymore. I'm speaking a broad brush, but you know what I mean. And so we keep saying raise them as men, but what does that actually mean?
We still need to do, and ultimately, you know, I go back to God and the Bible, and you know, Jesus, God, he let his disciples work it out, right? With Peter, you know, drowning, you know, on the, you know, with the storm and the boat, and he's like, you need to trust. I'm not coming to get you. You need to figure that out. And he had to figure it out. Gosh. And they were his disciples, and they were a hot mess, and they let him be. I mean, you look at all the men in the Bible that, you know, hopefully you don't get a Cain, but you know, you've got Abel and Noah, and they were all a hot mess, even David, King David. And we've got to let them, and this is some of the things that I think, you know, you take from the Bible that I tell parents. Definitely envision your son's future every day. Pray for them. Envision their future, what you want that to look like, how they should get there, and what kind of mom or dad you should be to get them there. You have to also set a spiritual trajectory. You have to. You have to have something in mind. You can't just let them get their morals from the world, because if you don't train them up, the world will be happy to do so.
Okay.
Your phone, their phone, social media. Build a home that grows godly men and women, specifically men. Don't forget the women, but build a home that gives into that. You know, get your Bible out. Have books out. Maybe Saturday, take them out. Your mom can take them out. Dad can take them out. But really have those talks be, you know, centered on being a man and raising them. Also, fathers, teacher, boys, to open the doors and take care of your wife, and you do the same. Definitely address the rebellion, and this is what we forget. There's going to be rebellion in children's hearts, specifically sons. They've got that angst, right? They've got that anger. They've got to let it out. Address it so they don't think something's wrong with them, because the world, the feminists, are going to tell them there's something wrong with them. They're going to tell them to squash it, and they instead need to know what to do with it and healthy ways to cope with it, and that it's okay, and how to use that to be a warrior instead of just angry all the time, but address it. And then definitely prepare them to face the world. So more specifically, there are a couple things. Teach them life skills. We've got to equip them. Teach them how to change their oil. Teach them how to fix the toilet. You can teach your daughter this as well. It's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying anything against that. Just speaking to raising men. Let them make mistakes. Do not rescue them. Men, women, boys, girls, this is the number one thing I see. I am guilty of it. We don't do it anymore. But let them make mistakes in a safe atmosphere, age appropriate. Elementary school is going to be a certain, you know, group of mistakes, and then middle school, high school, and on up. Encourage healthy self-talk. There's nothing wrong with that. If they're down on themselves, it doesn't, you know, I don't want, you know, guys to just say work it out, but say, you know what, you're awesome. God's made you, you know, to feel, your God's made you tough. God's made you to experience anger and joy, and just teach them to tell them when to get the evil out. Like, Satan, get out of here. God, come in here. That's the self-talk. I'm not talking about psychological.
But it's okay. You know, my kids thought I was crazy at times because I'd walk around and see, that was stupid, right? So we're,
yes.
You know,
you know, you're checking yourself. And you go, oh my God, I'm not that dumb. I mean, that was a dumb thing to do. This is what I mean, it is okay to question yourself and call yourself out for doing certain things, is it not?
Yeah, yeah. They've made like, yeah. Saying the word stupid is the least of my issues right now. But, yeah, when, you know, my kids, I'm like, do you want to try that again? Did we think that through? Okay, all I see is broken glass. You said you had it. You didn't. Are we stupid today? You know what I mean? It's like, and make it a joke. It's not like, you stupid idiot, failure. None of that. But, yeah, just messing around. We don't want them to be like, tippy-toe fairies about,
you know,
like, oh my gosh.
I always find humorous sarcasm works.
Yes,
and
yes.
It works because it sticks in your head and you go, yeah, that was pretty dumb, wasn't it? You know?
Yeah. Right? As long as it's lighthearted, yes. And they know the difference. They know the difference. For sure. We've got to teach them mental toughness. And that's what I mean by, you know, when you empower your kids to be mentally strong, bring them into different situations. Give them different scenarios. Talk to them. I always say talk to them about work scenarios and coworkers and things you encounter. And what would you do? What should I have done? Do you want to know what I did? But we've got to deal with the uncomfortable emotions. That's just what we have to do. The world is like, oh, no, you know, don't. If it's uncomfortable, put it away. But teach them problem solving, impulse control, self-discipline. You know, these just parent them. I feel like nobody's parenting anymore.
You and I have had this conversation since you've been coming on the show. And I think you're exactly right. Parents don't know how to say no because they don't want the kids to feel bad. They don't want them to dislike that. You know what? You said something earlier. I probably go too far with it, but I used to say, if my kids didn't say they hated me at least once a week, I wasn't doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, my daughter, when I wouldn't let her go out somewhere, and she'd go, you're ruining my life. I go, yeah, well, it's my job. That's what I get paid for. And I wouldn't let... It would just make them crazy.
Well, and the thing about you saying, you know, well, that was a dumb thing to do. You're not dumb, but that was a dumb thing to do.
No.
You know, you can follow
it
up. No,
it's funny. You make that distinction because that was the one thing we always, Tammy and I always did. It was, we never called them stupid. We never said, you're stupid. We always said, that was a really stupid thing to do. And one of the things I used to love to do with him, I'd look at my youngest son and say, are you an idiot? And he'd go, no. I said, all right, then stop acting like one. Because you're not.
Exactly, yes. No,
right?
And I love that. Yes. Well, they have to learn to be independent. They have to learn mental strength. That's like teaching them kind of the resilience that they need. The other thing that's, I think, of the utmost importance before, above everything, is they need a strong moral compass. And they won't just get that. You've got to teach them honesty, integrity. There's a thing we say all the time, hint. It's called hint. Honesty. Integrity, teach them not to react. That's the N. And I cannot remember the T. I can't. I'm sorry. I'll next week. But at least in honesty, integrity, you have to teach them compassion, things like that. Because they don't have a moral compass, then you really don't have anything. Imagine, you know, a car without a steering wheel or a ship without a rudder.
Well,
your
we
moral
set
compass
them up,
has to be
right?
That.
I mean, how your husband teaches you and deals with situations, how you treat your husband and deal with situations. Those kids are looking at you just like mine were, and that's where they're getting their values, their guide, right?
Yeah, walk your talk. You absolutely have to walk your talk. Make gratitude a priority. You know, pleases, thank yous, that's part of morality. That's part of it. Gratitude when they're feeling self-pity. Okay, and if our kids are like, I want and this and they have, okay, automatically it's find five verses and write 10 things you're thankful for. And it can't be like, you know, air and water. It has to be like well thought of.
Your kids sound like my kids.
Air and the water and my brother.
What are you grateful for? I have 2 feet so I can leave. I can walk out of here.
And last but not least, because I know it's almost time's up, affirm personal responsibility. Let them take responsibility, personal responsibility. Well, it was an accident. Okay, well, it's still, you knocked your sister over and the cat still has no tail.
We had, real quick, we had a little rule around the house was, if you were running in the house and you knocked somebody over, it wasn't an accident, you did it on purpose because you're not supposed to be running in the house. Bingo.
Right.
Dr. B, where do they find you?
DrBradio.com.
Oh, that's so easy. Joe Mussini, your host. You got all me for the next hour. If you can handle it, come on back. You're listening to The Real Side.